Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live, 10:01, coming to you live from Hack Media Studios in Tampa, Florida. It's Wednesday, January 19th, Hump Day Wednesday, on TM Hyman Radio Live. Sex is not the topic tonight. It's really about love. Generation X and Y's views on love is the topic tonight. We may not have special guests, but we got the angels hanging out, and the topic is, how do we feel about love? Not necessarily sex, but Generation Y and X's view on love tonight. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hit us up, share your view. Let's get it cracking. Drew Hill, TM Hyman Radio Live. Not Drew Hill. This is Drew Hill. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
WHAC. Drew Hill, throwback, tell me what you need. 917-889-3926 is the number. Jump on it. Tonight's topic, Generation X and Y's view on love, not sex. We're talking about love tonight. It's Hump Day Wednesday in the city, Wednesday, January 19th, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's CeeLo.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon. How do you do?
I'm good. On this laid-back Wednesday.
Yeah, Hump Day.
Vibing out, Hump Day. Absolutely. Almost over the hump.
Yeah.
We all think about growing old. I think, you know, at least growing old with someone by our side. Or do we? You know, that's the topic tonight. What's your opinion? What's your view on love tonight? Specifically, Generation X and Y. What is Generation X? What is Generation Y? You know what? Generation Y is also known as the millennial generation. Normally, those born between the actual age range of like the mid-70s to like the early 2000s. That's pretty broad. But,
yeah,
you know, if you have a birthday that actually ranged from like the mid-70s to, you know, 2000, you know, you are part of Generation Y. Generation Y. If you were born anywhere from like the late 70s, you know, anywhere to like early 80s, you're part of Generation X. You know,
wow.
So what's your perspective, you know, on love specifically? You know, I can tell you that Generation X and Y has a population that's less likely to become married. And I think that's because of our view. You know, we kind of seen a lot as it relates to our parents. I think around the 80s is when we started to see an increase in divorces, really, in America. I think between the 80s and the 90s is when you saw a surge in woman power and that whole independent woman phenom, you know, so a lot more latchkey kids, which I think in turn, you know, impact our perspective on relationships and the sort. What do you think about love? 917-889-3926. Generation X and Y's views on love tonight, not sex. We're talking about love. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. What's happening, people?
Hey, Toy, how
all
you doing?
All good tonight.
CeeLo, CeeLo, TM.
Afternoon.
Did you online? Oh, not much.
Lady, what are your views on love? Toya, as a married woman, clearly, you know, you believe in love. I would hope that you are in a very loving relationship right now. You know, have you always saw yourself as a married woman? You know, you knew you would find love, have it, and live happily ever after?
Yes, and I think partly or mostly because of the fact that that's the type of home that I grew up in. So that shaped my beliefs about love and relationships, and that being a big part of my spiritual religious background also. So, yes, that's always been something that I had in the plans for myself.
How important are role models when it comes to love, just to be simple, love?
Well, I mean, can you really have a good understanding of what love is and a good relationship is if you don't have it around you? Not saying that you can't have a good understanding of it, but I would say that would be probably just like any other influence. You know, they say when you hang around a certain type of people, eventually you start to act like them, or you take on their personalities, or, you know, you get used to those type of actions. So, I mean, when you're in a loving environment and you see people that are in love and their relationships they take seriously, you know, that's something that grows on you, and eventually it becomes part of you. I mean, that's my point of view.
Well, absolutely. All the way live from Chesapeake, Virginia. Give it up for Didi. Welcome to the show.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Didi.
Good evening. Hey.
And actually, Didi's calling from Delaware. She's upstairs in my house. She's not in Chesapeake tonight.
Is that why
she's
not
meeting.
In Chesapeake?
We're multicasting.
Broadcasting live from Delaware tonight. We have Toya and Didi. Folks, who you have just joined us, Generation X and Y's view on love tonight. It's Hump Day Wednesday in the city, and we like to get, you know, personal up close, talk about the bedroom or, you know, sex in some way, shape, or form on Hump Day Wednesday. But let's talk love. You know, again, Generation X and Y is really identified as less likely to get married. And the question is why? You know, do we not see love in the same view that our parents and our grandparents saw it? You know, do we not believe in relationships and marriage in the same way? And if so, why? Let's talk about it. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 is the digits. Hit us up. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Hey you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come in. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Didi? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Didi 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I love you more than I love myself.
Hurts with the heart
only cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Remember, you heard it here first. Thanks for joining us this Hump Day Wednesday. We're talking about Generation X and Y and their thoughts and outlook on love. Being as though I'm the only married person on the show, I think I may have or may not have a different outlook or views on love. You guys want to weigh in on it a little bit? Terrence, you being the only male on the phone with us right now. What are your outlook on, you know, what's your outlook on love? What do you feel about love? And, you know, are you looking to be married? Is it something that you never thought about? Or, you know, how do you feel about it?
I've always wanted, like, you know, that perfect family, kids, you know, wife, the whole nine. For me, I think love is like, my view on it has evolved. You know, what I thought love consisted of, you know, when I was younger, I have a different view on it today. I think there's somebody out there for everybody, you know. My view on it is more so like, you know, like that soulmate type deal, you know. When you meet that person, you know, that's the person that causes you to, you know, feel that tingle, you know, you'd be like, you know, that's her, you know, that's gonna be my wife, you know. I've only experienced that like once, I think, and I was younger, you know. I felt like, you know, a chick that I was involved with, her name was Manya, you know, I thought Manya was gonna be my wife. I was young, you know, she was older than me, you know. I kind of messed up the situation to where, you know, I ain't going down memory lane, but I've never felt that before, you know, since then,
right.
that situation. You know, I felt like, you know, that was like my soulmate, but that was so long ago, you know. I know what it feels like. I know what it should be. I just haven't experienced it. But I think there's somebody out there for everybody, and it comes in the form of, like, you know, soulmate type of deal. That's my view on love.
I just think that nowadays our generation has a totally different outlook on love than our parents did or do.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah, I don't think that
we're
a lot of people
patient.
In our age range. I'm sorry?
We're less patient.
Less
we're not
patient.
Gonna deal with whole bunch of, you know, nonsense that I think our parents, you know, would have put up with.
Right. Yeah, I just don't think people are as serious about love and relationships as they were, you know, a couple decades back. You see a lot of people now, they're just, You know, they're not interested in marriage at all. You know, all about self, and they just don't want. Some people just don't want to be married. Not, you know.
Oprah's
going
to want to get married. And she says she has a wonderful relationship. I mean, but so it really does go to say, though, do we have to get married to, like, stay together forever, though? I mean, it does make it easier, I guess, paperwork-wise, as far as, like, when you're building your life or whatever. But, I mean, I think you can still get paperwork done without getting, you know, having a marriage certificate.
Yeah, you know? I don't think marriage is all about paperwork. I think that, you know, for some people it may be, but I think if you have if you're a spiritual person, it's more than just paperwork. It's that covenant and that vow that you take before the Lord. I think that it should be more about more than just paperwork, although legalities are pretty important. But
right. So, I mean, but that's the thing. Like, a lot of people don't, like, I mean, even, like, I was married years ago or whatever, and it's funny, I have friends that I thought should have been married by now, you know, and I'd be like, okay, here's the benefit of it. I mean, because, like, if something happens, when you build a life with a person and you've been with them, oh, I don't know, 10 years or whatever, but you're not married and you're not in a state where it would be common law, you know, if something happens to that mate, regardless, their family can come in and you could be left out. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Just because, you know, even though, you know, you built this stuff together, if, you know, if it's not represented as in both of your names or, you know, stuff like that, you know, the family can take over. And a lot
of people,
that hurts.
That you take care of your business.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to build, then you need to take care of your business and make it official.
Right. But then, you know, do you have people that rather not be married at all?
So they put all of that in jeopardy, and you know that's their prerogative, but they need to understand the big picture that there's a lot of risk with not making it official.
It is. I don't know. I don't really have a view on love at this point in life.
Why is that though? And I think you do have a view on love.
I do. I want to be in love. Hold on. Let me say this.
You're not feeling it.
Before I sound like bitter B. I do. I want to be in love. I want to be engulfed in it and it be beautiful. And I know it's not all perfect, but it can still be beautiful and not be perfect, you know. I would like that. But it takes time to get to know people.
With
that whole dating
thing. There should be a courting process. You know, I don't think we court enough in 2011.
Yeah, but what are they?
Like,
I mean, what
wham,
is there
wham,
to do?
Bam.
I mean, because going to movies work. And I mean, really, you could going to the movies is like I don't like going to the movies, so that's not a good date for me.
Who cares? You know? I mean, you don't have to go to the movies, but you need to take some time to understand the person. That's how you build rapport and find out who people really are.
And you're absolutely right. I'm just saying I was asking for examples of like what's a good date? Like how because there's a lot of people here that don't know how
to
date.
Go to the park, walk on the beach, go bowling.
Right. Yeah, well see courtship, I think people have it a little twisted. Courtship is not just about going on a date, it's about getting to know the other person.
Right.
I mean, that's my view on it. It's not just going to a restaurant to eat or going to the movies. It's taking the time to spend time with the person so that you can get to know the person. It's not just about a date. It's about getting to know someone. And that's where that patience thing came in that Terrence talked about earlier. We're not patient enough. We want to rush things along. And that's why so many people aren't getting married, or if they do get married, a lot of times it's not lasting because they're not taking the time to get to know one another.
Okay, well, what about the people who like have gotten married and they've been together for years and they grew to love each other, like arranged marriages, or even I do know people personally who got married after knowing each other, you know, only a couple of days and have been married for years.
But you know
what?
You know why that could still work, and I believe in that as well, because I mean, you know what? There's this thing called purpose. There are people who come together because they feel drawn based on purpose. You know, I mean, some people marry because of love. Some people marry because of purpose. And then they grow to love each other. You know, that's how folks can come together in the matter of days, weeks, and months and still be married, you know, years later. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, it's Hump Day Wednesday, January 19th. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. The topic is Generation X and Y's view on love. Not sex tonight, we're talking about love. This is Industry Shady, Main Scrap. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live.
Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over.
Industry Shady,
you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over.
Say the ups and downs symbolize life. Cause when the line is straight, that mean you out of life. That mean you out of breath. Jigga said it best. If I ain't the best, then lay me to rest. It's a new breed of MCs, but I got the torch on like I'm a triple C. Gonna play on the hip of me for the mystery. Four niggas get rid of me, I'm going down to history. Critics try to tell a nigga what to write about. I can only tell the people what my life about. Like I gave them reason to doubt. Guess I be American gangster till a nigga black out. Trapped out while the Lakers playing mind games. I throw that powder in the air like LeBron James. This is H-I-P, H-O-P, stupid, not H-I-P, P-O-P.
Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over.
The industry shady and I ain't talking slim. You miss my aftermath when I touch the pin. Fuck with him. Like H Hood, I keep it gutter. I'm real and I ain't talking chance, brother. Listen, I ain't with procrastinators. Labor steady jerking niggas like masturbation. Patiently waiting, they grind hard when the team of boom. Album sells down cause of Lime Wire and iTunes. So I ain't waiting for labels to get the word of mouth. I'm going out the trunk like my niggas from the Dirty South. What I gotta do? Ringtone, voice tone, not keep two nines on them like J.D. Cologne. Turn the speakers on, watch me turn the heaters on. It's the takeover, bitch, yeah, I get my heat on. Either take the best, or cut the check. Cause when people hear me, they be like, why you ain't done yet?
Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry Shady, you need to be taken over.
I'm finna be a mogul approach because of my vocal ghetto. So you a part of history if I know you.
Do I know you?
The industry shady, these niggas acting crazy. They rather play retarded instead of paying homage. Let me tell you the definition of scrap. Real niggas don't fall, we bounce back. Little nigga, I am extra grown. I'm trying to turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones.
Little niggas,
when the message was on, I got my lessons on. Now my rap IQ high as a dose of methadone. Chasing my destiny, I got the controller. Cause either you take under or you take over. The industry ugly and need a makeover. We fake soldiers, bake cake cause the break's over. Like Easy and Pain, I gotta go hard. I'm just trying to say the game like a memory card.
Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry
over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over.
WHAC Main Scrap Industry Shady. It's 8:32 in Phoenix. It's 9:32 in Houston. Coming to you live from Tampa, all the way live with our finance segment from New York, Delaware. That sounded like New York, but I said Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello. This evening I just wanted to touch on Social Security changes that are coming this year, 2011. Just so you know, the Social Security program will be tweaked in several important ways this year. Workers will get a temporary tax break on the amount they pay into the entitlement program. Several claiming options for retirees will also be eliminated. So here's just a look at how the Social Security program will change this year. There are four major changes that are actually taking place. First, there will be lower Social Security taxes, so the amount that workers pay into the Social Security Trust Fund will temporarily drop. It's going to drop down to 4.2% for those working, and then self-employed workers is going to drop down to 10.4%, and this will only take place during the year of 2011, and that's just as a result to provisions of the Tax Relief and Job Creation Act of 2010. Another change that's taking place is free loan option eliminated. Retirees will now no longer be able to get an interest-free loan from the Social Security Trust fund this year. So that's a big thing. People will no longer be able to borrow against their trust. Also, retroactive benefit suspensions will be discontinued. So retirees will still be allowed to temporarily suspend their benefit to restart them later, which can result in bigger Social Security checks to account for the months or years in which payment was not received. But the beneficiaries will not be able to retroactively suspend benefits and pay money back that they've already received in exchange for higher payments going forward. And lastly, paper checks will be of no more. So retirees who apply for Social Security benefits on or after May 1st of this year, 2011, they'll no longer have the option of receiving a paper check in the mail. The seniors will either have their entitlement payments directly deposited into their bank or credit union account or loaded onto a prepaid Direct Express debit MasterCard that will be supplied through Social Security benefits. So those are the four major changes. Of course, there are always additional changes that take place that we don't always know about, so it's important to do your research, especially if this is affecting you any. So, again, the four major changes this year: lower Social Security taxes, the free loan option is being eliminated, retroactive benefit suspensions have been discontinued, and paper checks will be retired, and you will have to have direct deposit, or you'll either have a direct debit MasterCard deposit. So those are the things you can look forward to. And then for more information, you can always log on to the government website to find out what other changes are taking place to the Social Security this coming year, well, actually this year, 2011.
Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? comfort? Fiora.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
TM Holland Live Talk Radio Show. TM Holland Live Talk Radio Show. TM Holland Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio.
Yeah. See, this is what we gonna do. See, this for the niggas with paper. Real paper. So, if you ain't got over $2,000 in your pocket ready to spend it, get the fuck out of the way. Check.
Look, hey, don't be scared to talk money. Hey. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me. Let it flow. Hey. And watch the haters get a low. Pop a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes. Let it flow.
I'm so far out of space. I got the over that how niggas feeling all out of place. Yeah. They call me Mr. Get Money and then switch a spot in the club looking like I stuffed a whole chicken box. I'ma brag about my shit, talk about my gun, shit on your bitch with all my funds. Talk about the leather and wood. I'm from the hood. I ain't have a pot to piss in until I start dishing. Hey. I talk the hundreds and let it float and watch the crowd. If your money like mine, throw it right about now like float. Yeah, bitch, I'm brought bread and she ain't around me. If she ain't giving head, let it go.
I got a car on my wrist, two jobs on my face, and I'm a notch with a bitch on the low. So if you broke, get a grind, instead of looking at my shine, you just wasting your time, you a joke. Don't be scared to talk money, if you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get a low, pop a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes, let it flow.
In the place, you know them bottles by the case, you know that Kappa on his waist. I have a big acquired taste for them ladies in this place. I'm trying to see which one gon' rub my babies on the face. I am the opposite of broke. I flipped and doubled up on choke. I lay way deep up in her throat. HAC, I took that oath. Anybody get in line, I will do my best in a row. Toss security is back and let my pistol through the door. Try to tamper with my dough, you be underneath this flow.
Keep
for one out of state, why you suckers still broke? Caught them things by the loaf, bust it down, pitch it low. HAC, motherfucker, watch this empire grow. Getting paper down in Texas, catch me out in California. Probably checking out the Lakers on my size, and I'll raise the light, whoa.
I got a truck for the lift, ain't worried about you bitch doors on my car. Lift, let's go. And watch the haters get low. Pop a cork on you bitches, feeling
it's kinda hard to keep up with this type of pace. Yes. LS460 taking up a lot of space. Yes. More room to operate, yes. More things to circulate. Put your soul through the ground and make the whole earth shake. Anybody get body? Bacardi parties at Tommy. At the bar with the Remy. Mama cute with the skinny. Them shots in the semi. Pop it off till it's empty. Built like a buck 50. All my niggas is with me.
$8 sign. Cop the Beamer off a line. Drop top 645. The crew lost his mind. Feeling like a summer breeze. Crib is 200 G's. So 10 of y'all is one of me. I'm stinging like a bumblebee. The ice boat. Nice flow. Dot over your nice boat. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. So I cop a ice coat. Ice glove. Nice stuff. Sound like a light bulb. Shit it on the track. So call a nurse and get it wiped up.
Don't be scared to talk money if you throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get low. I'm a cook on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes. Let it flow. Don't be scared to talk money if you throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow.
Sam Hyman Radio Live. That was Let It Flow, Hack Army. It is 7:44 p.m. in California. It's 10:44 p.m. here in Charlotte, and we're talking about love. Does it really exist, though? It's like, for real. I mean, is love something real, or is it something that we kind of, like, make up or look forward to? And then, like, I mean, like, do we set ourselves up for failure? Like, looking for love.
You know what? I can actually get with that question. I think that's a really good question. I do think that it's real. I feel love for my family. I feel love for people that's been in my life for quite some time. I know what it feels like to not love. So I think that it does exist, but I do think that we also put a lot into it, and it's overrated in many instances. I don't think love all by itself conquers all. I don't believe that. But I do believe that love is real and it does exist.
But you know what's crazy, though? Like, I find that, like, with friendships, you love your friends unconditionally, you know, like regardless of what they do. Well, you're real friends anyway. You love them regardless of what they do, what decisions they make in life for the most part, and you're able to separate yourself from that. But it's like when you become intimate with someone, it's hard to separate. It's almost like it's hard to treat them like a regular person just because now our roles have changed. And so it's like
Should the intimacy be what makes them different? I think the fact that what Toya said earlier in reference to courtship and our lack of patience with getting, you know, really to know one another first, you know, each other first, makes the empathy makes the intimacy. It puts it in limbo.
Right.
Because, see, I think the intimacy comes way sooner than it should in most instances. We really don't even know each other, but we become intimate. That's the problem. Folks, it's Wednesday, hump day, January 19th. Generation X and Y's view on love is the topic tonight. We're not talking about sex. We're talking about love. What is it? You know, do you see yourself growing old with someone by your side? You know, or are you going to grow old lonely?
Have y'all made a pact? Let me ask you this. Have y'all made a pact with, like, a friend of yours that, like, if you're not married by a certain time in life, you're just going to move in together and just live the rest of your life as old people?
I think that's you know, no. I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm already defeated. No. You know, I don't want to be old. I don't want to grow old. I don't want my friend checking on me to make sure my pulse is still, you know, in order. What's your view? 917-889-3926. Hit us up. Let us know. Generation X and Y's view on love tonight. We got your hot topics and your new music first right here at Teal Muhammad Radio Live. Didi, does love exist? Is it real? Or is it just something made up?
I have to say that love is real in my eyes. That's one of the commandments my God says to love. I just think people have a hard time defining the line between love and lust, and they get that mistaken because one thing, Sheila says, she said unconditional. It's hard. It's easy for us to love our friends unconditionally, but sometimes it's much harder to love someone that we'll lay down with and give our value and virtue to, and we can't love them conditionally, but we've given them something that we should, you know, put, you know, we shouldn't have. You know what I mean? But we can love our friends unconditionally and they can use us, abuse us, talk about us, and stab us in the back and whatever the case may be. But I do believe love exists. I just think we need to take a step back. When you start, the moment that you feel like you love somebody, that's the moment you need to stop everything.
Oh, boy.
Get on your knees and make
right.
sure that that's the feeling you that you, I mean, I talked about emotional strength and analyzing and identifying your feelings and make sure that it's love and not lust or infatuation. Because when you go forward off the strength of you think this is love, you know, you can not only ruin in your life, you can ruin somebody else's. So just make sure. But to answer your question, yes, love does exist. It does exist.
What is love? Love is the emotional, you know, attachment or, you know, the emotion of strong affection and personal attachment towards someone. You know, the virtue of love, you know, kindness, compassion, affection, you know, love versus lust, you know, what is lust, you know, lust, psychological craving for sex, which sometimes can be assumed, you know, as love.
Well, you can love
more self-indulgent, you know.
Right.
There's a difference between love and lust. Go ahead, CeeLo.
No, I forgot what I said. No, yeah, I totally forgot what I said. Like, seriously.
917-889-3926. Interesting topic tonight. Toya is married. Phoebe has been married. CeeLo, have you ever been married?
Yeah, I have.
CeeLo has been married.
Yeah, I got married like
married.
56. I'm serious. I got married. I was like 19 when I got married. That
19.
Was enough for me. But I'm telling
you. You divorced by when?
By 98. Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
So how old were you?
You know what, though? I loved him. I really did. Like, I really loved him.
How old were you?
I was 19.
You got divorced.
Oh, 21. Yeah. What, 21?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it was
loved
a lack of compromise.
Yeah.
So why did you divorce?
Because it was a lack of compromise.
Are you? Was it really a lack of compromise, or did you guys just get married too young? You didn't know yourself.
Yeah, you're too young.
And once you started, yeah, once
exactly.
you started to learn who you were individually, you realized that you two
no.
weren't meant to be together.
No, that wasn't. It was a lack of. It was honestly a lack of compromise. Like seriously, we lived in, and it was crazy because we lived in two different states. And that's what we were arguing over because he was supposed to come back to Georgia. And it made more sense for him to do that. But then he started asking me to do whatever to get out of the military. And I thought that was stupid. I was like, why? Okay, if I have a steady paycheck and we get, if you move back here, we'll get like, I don't know, it was like $1,200 extra a month or whatever. And, you know, to live off post or what, for being married, plus your little food money or whatever, it made more sense for me. You know what I'm saying? To me, anyway, it made more sense for him to
move
back.
Is it smart to be married and not be together?
Well, the thing was, the thing was, it was a plan, and there it was a reason for us getting married at that point, and we were supposed to leave and go to Germany, like, about 4 months after we got married, but that never happened.
Did you answer the question, though?
What?
Is it smart to be
married?
To get married
young?
No.
Yeah, it is.
To be married and not be together location-wise, geographically.
Oh, no. Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. You have to compromise on that. No, it's not good. Long distance will destroy a relationship. Yeah. You have to compromise. You really do. Yeah.
Was it totally the compromise? Because I'm thinking the geographical challenge had a lot to do with it.
Well, the thing was that, like I said, if he would have, the money wasn't the issue. I mean, he just wanted to be stubborn. He wanted me to get out of the military and come to Houston and live with him and his parents. And I couldn't. That didn't make sense to me. That wasn't why we got married.
Well, what did you marry him for in the first? So he was with his parents. Did he have an apartment?
It felt like it wasn't like that. We were both in the Army.
And
when
he had already gotten out?
When it all popped off, we were both in the Army.
When you got married.
Right.
We're all confused. It makes sense to CeeLo. This is Hump Day Wednesday. It's Wednesday, January 19th. We're going to the lines. Area code 202, last four digits, 4083. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up, Coop?
Coop DeVille.
Hey, Coop.
Coop, were you following CeeLo? Because I wasn't.
Oh, my God.
I'm confused, too. I don't know why they got married. I'm not understanding why they broke up.
It was situational things.
They were young. Say it again, Coop.
They were young.
Both of y'all didn't compromise. You didn't. You wanted him to do what you wanted him to do, and he wanted you to do what he. Neither one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and
honestly,
I guess in a man's mind, look at it from a man's perspective. He wanted to take care of his wife. And sometimes you got to bite the bullet and bow down, regardless if you think that's a good, that what you suggested is a good idea. As a wife, I've learned that.
I should have did something to get out of the military to go live. I should have got kicked out of the military live with him, and then everything would be fine.
Maybe it's not even that compliment. Who's that? DD talking?
Yeah.
Saying that he was trying to take his wife. Maybe it wasn't even that complicated. Maybe it was just as simple as they were just young.
Exactly.
That's not what she
said. They didn't know how to compromise. Yeah, they didn't know how to compromise.
That's what
they didn't. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we said. They were too young.
I
just don't think at 19 you know how to play the role of a wife. Because I just don't think your mind state. I just think at 19 years old we're still about self because we're still learning about ourselves. I don't think that at 19 you are ready mentally to be someone's wife or husband. Well, the majority of the time, that's not always, but I think the majority of the time you don't know yourself. You don't even know what to do with yourself. So how would you know how to play the role of someone's wife?
I was already on my own. Three years at that point?
In my mind,
I thought I was ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that point,
you
I was already,
you were ready.
Like,
you were young.
A lot of people
you
around me, that was
ready.
Their first time out of their house at 18. I was 2 years ahead of them in that. You see what I'm saying? I was
right,
already taking care of myself. So I already knew what to do.
You knew how to take care of yourself. When you're young, you're selfish. You think about yourself. You don't care about being in a relationship. Well, most of the time, you don't care about being in a relationship and submitting to someone. Submission, like Dee Dee said. Who? You're 19. What? I'm going out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Wife?
But I wasn't in the position to submit to him, though. Really. I wasn't.
Exactly.
I was in the Army.
So you weren't mature enough to be a wife and be married.
Well, no, I'm saying you can't go into your commanding officer's office with a letter. Here's my 2-week notice. My husband wants me to come there. that's not how it works. I still had 2 years left. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? It couldn't
right.
work. Like, I wasn't in a position
right. no,
to make
understood.
That. Right. Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. It's Wednesday, hump day, coming to you live, Hack Media Studios, Tampa, Florida, CeeLo live out of Charlotte, Dee Dee and Toya live out of Newark, Delaware tonight. We got Coop hanging out in Washington, D.C. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be right back. Up next, Mr. Rain, Which Way to Turn, TM Hymen Radio Live.
TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk.
A long journey of failure. I ran to cars. We have something to tell you. I don't know which way it's here perform. But I can perform. This one to a field. You know they're going through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning. Gonna drag us on for the bed. Cigarettes. Nobody wants to become boring. She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming. How
could she resist?
She can't get the call back. After all that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, always burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl as she watches the world as it turns. His employment,
landlord and the rent.
An upset bag and a ski mask. Got tripped up, hopping the fence. Now all my cars surrounding him. Off to the jail outside.
Generations and our outlook on love. Terrence has made it a point to make sure you guys understand we're not talking about just sex here, but actual love. Right before the break, we were having a discussion about CeeLo and her marriage, which I think has brought up a separate subject as far as love is concerned, and that's like age. It seems like the younger we are, even though we think we know everything, We may think we're in love. We eventually find out that we really have no clue as to what love is until we get older and a little more mature and have been in a few more relationships, and we figure it out. CeeLo continues to say it had nothing to do with her age. However, I beg to differ. I think your marriage and the success of your marriage or lack thereof had a lot to do with your age, because if you guys would have actually sat down and talked it out, you would have realized it wasn't going to work before you got into it.
He was older than I was. He was 24, and I was 19. And
still doesn't make. You know what? So I'll tell you from a male's perspective, though, 24,
then,
you know,
right?
Still was like 19.
Right.
Can I interject something?
Sure, go right ahead.
My perspective was when I was saying that they were too young, was just that it maybe didn't have to do anything too complicated about not being willing to compromise and all that. It might have just been that they were just too young, weren't ready yet. It didn't have to be about compromise about her going there or him coming to where she was. It could have been, even if they had done that, it could have been something else after that. They didn't have to do anything to do with compromise. Because in the military...
CeeLo's perspective was that her marriage failed due to a lack of compromise. That was her own view.
Right.
Okay. You got all kind of jumbled up there for me. But I know, like, in the military, you see so many young marriages that happen in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, I mean, not all of them. I've known some. I still know some people in the military that are married to, or that's gotten out that are married to the same people. But the majority of them don't work because you're at that age where you just wild. It's like some people go to college and they do the wild stuff like you see in the movies and all the partying and everything. And the other people go to the military, but they still at that same age, wilding out.
Party. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna tell you, for me, I didn't start to see love differently until I was probably 28, 29. I think 30, when you start crossing over to like the land of 30, your perspective change. You know, you start, you know, seeing things different. I think you definitely start thinking about the future a lot more differently. And for me, you know, I had like an epiphany, and I don't want to be alone. I don't want to die old. You know, and alone. You know, that's one thing that I've always been focused on. But do I really consciously focused on relationships? No. For me, relationships had a little to do with love. It was more so about, you know, resources and, you know, being able to take care of the house, and if you can take care of the house. That was my dad's perspective. He paid the bills, you know, and he paid the bills, and the rest, you know, all came together on his own, as long as the bills were paid. You know, he was a merchant seaman, so he was never home, you know. So actually understanding what that real family was about, you know, that example wasn't there. You know, it came later in my life, really through a model of my mom and her husband's relationship, who's my stepfather. You know, I marvel at their relationship because it's definitely built on love. You know, my mom can be, you know, a beast sometimes, and how my stepdad, you know, just humbles himself to it and, you know, plays his part and does his thing as a man. It helps me understand what love really is about, because I'll be like, yo, you going for that? That's my mom, and I love her, but are you really going for that?
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, when you love a woman, you know, you'll bow down and do what you need to do. And it's just period, you know, regardless, you know, what kind of relationship it is. In any relationship, you got to know how to bow down. So, CeeLo, when you say compromise, I think it goes a step further. Sometimes it's, you got to focus on that word that a lot of women don't like, is submission. You got to submit or humble yourself. And even, you know, men, we got to humble ourselves sometimes because we're not always right. You know, tonight, folks, if you've just tuned in, we'll talk about love. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Generation X and Y's view on love, we talked about we have a lack of patience. We don't really understand courtship. We definitely don't court anymore. You know, we're not really looking to marry as a generation. You know, CeeLo asked the question, does love really exist, or is it something that we just make up? You know, I think our age has a lot to do with how we look at relationships and whether it's love versus lust. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. Hey, Coop.
You
ever been in a long-term relationship based strictly off of lust?
Yeah. But long-term relationships off of lust are usually just, you know, just sex.
Yeah, but did she know it was just lust?
I don't think even one of us knew it was just lust at first. Well, we knew it was lust at first, but we thought it turned into something else. But we were wrong. It wasn't. We really hadn't turned into something else. It was real. It was still just lust. It was just some good lust, but it was lust.
Yeah. I know about that good lust.
Good luck. No doubt. Yes. Okay. A little bit in your life don't hurt, huh? Oh, my goodness.
CeeLo.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a relationship based on lust?
Yes.
And did
apparently,
you know?
I got married to the dude. I'm telling you, man, it was ridiculous. Oh gosh. No, like really.
What did you learn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn?
What did I learn?
In that situation. Right.
You know what? I learned that for real, you really are supposed to have butterflies when you love somebody. That's how I knew I loved him. I could feel when he was close to me. Like, my stomach would start fluttering whenever he was, like, anywhere close to me. And I could not see him visually, but I could feel him. Like, that, it was so ridiculous. Like, I learned what love is supposed to feel like. Like, yes,
good.
It was, you know, lustful at one point.
Did you know what it is?
But, yeah, right. So, what I had to stop doing, though, honestly, is when I tried to have a relationship, like, you know, after that, was try not to compare or look for those things. You know what I'm saying? And I was setting myself up, hoping to find that feeling, you know, almost like chasing a high, hoping to find that feeling. Yeah. So, if it happened, it happened, but, you know.
Did you ever have been in a long-term relationship based on lust?
For 11 years, I sure was.
Oh, boy.
11 years.
Good, great.
We must count the majority of those years, at least 7 of them was like on and off, on and off. You know, we would pick up where we left off. We weren't in each other's lives consistently. Except for like the last 4. And then I just had enough. My mom was like, you know what, I'm better than this. I was like, I wanted a little bit more, let me say that, and I'm better than this. I just wanted a little bit more for myself. And I was like, you know what, this lust is so good. But at the same time, I love me so much more. I did. I said, you know what, enough is enough. I could not keep going down that road of just destruction. And that's how I looked at it. So, you know, I even tried, I was like, you know, even threw that word around, and, you know, you shouldn't, don't throw love around, you know. I was like, but I had to know, you know what I mean? Like, is it lust, is it love, is it lust, is it love? It's 11 years. But I tell you one thing that taught me, I wouldn't invest another 11 years in anybody else unless I love them.
Right. So. Yeah, I can't for a long
lust.
Time. It's just, like, worth
lust.
Nothing. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Versus love. It's 11-11 on the East Coast.
I want to be the...
7-11 on the West Coast. We'll be right back.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
The House of Representatives voted to repeal the Obama administration health care legislation. The bill, dubbed, quote-unquote, repealing the job-killing health care act, passed 245 to 189. Now, they do doubt that it'll make it through the Senate since the Senate is still majority Democrat, but we'll see how that goes. And just to let you guys know that the downside to the Republicans repealing this health care is that it's going to cost, you know, $230 billion by 2021, and then it's going to hurt small business owners as well. And then 130 million non-elderly with pre-existing conditions will be losing insurance coverage if, in fact, that repeal goes through. Still in the political world, I'm glad to report that Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords is standing with assistance, and she has the strength to stand on her own and lift her head. So that's good to know. But then also today, Jared Loughner, the guy who shot her in the 17 other people, he was indicted by the federal grand jury today on three attempted murder charges with other charges pending. Now, in the entertainment world, Beanie Siegel is speaking of doing a cover album for the Fat Boys. And he spoke of, like, possibly himself, Rick Ross and Fat Joe, doing a Fat Boys cover album. You know, like with somebody redoing the beats and stuff, and them, I guess, adding their new little twist to it. But if for those of you that don't know, I don't know where you've been, but the Fat Boys were a 1980s rap group. So I don't know. I like to see how that would turn out, though. That would be interesting. In other music news, Tupac Shakur's biopic is slated for mid-2011. Tupac was killed back in 1996, and of course, they're still, you know, they still don't know who did it. But the biopic is supposed to be directed by Antoine Fuqua. If you remember, he did Training Day. He was a director for Training Day. So, but some of the cast has been revealed. Like Suge Knight is supposed to make a appearance, and so is Jada Pinkett Smith. Now on to, well, last but not least, along with signing to Shady Records, the Slaughterhouse artists and Yellow Wolf are going to be on the new cover of the XXL magazine, the February cover. So you guys go ahead and check that out. Get that off the. Oh boy, get it when it comes out. I'll remind you.
Absolutely, that's XXL magazine, everybody.
Yes, and love me because I love you guys. Peace.
No doubt. Speaking of magazines, I just did a real nice article in NTU magazine.
NTU.
Log on to www.NTUonline.com, NTU.com, NTUonline.com. And don't forget, join Pastor Paula along with Cheryl Brady this weekend out at Without Wall Central in Lakeland, Florida. For more information, log on to www.withoutwallscentral.org. Thank you, CeeLo. Live from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list.
but lover, lover as forever, forever just a word. I put words together, stepping on the stars. She paused, and I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service, my eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore, I'm blind to the fact. I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh,
when you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes.
Yeah.
She's cold light, dance with the stars.
And I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows. And the rain is coming down. My heart is cold, I know she knows.
She's cold light, dance with the stars.
And I always say,
yeah, when the lights fade, blue like they turn gray. Bitch, you don't love me no more. I'm at the end, babe, going the wrong way. And I don't know where to go. I'm on a new way. Tomorrow's too late. Bitch, you don't love me no more. You got me.
Love create walls. I got wounds and scars. The strobe lights are dancing, dancing with the stars. But what happened to us? What happened because the rain is coming down? Now we trapped in the storm. I step right out of her spotlight and into the strobe light. I don't need your light.
Money featuring Lil Wayne. Thanks for joining us this evening. It's about 11:25 here on the East Coast, TM Hyman Radio Live. We've been talking a little bit about love and our views and perspectives on it here tonight, especially when it deals with the X and Y generations. I don't know. Love sometimes seems like it's a lost cause amongst us young folks nowadays.
I don't think it's a lost cause. I think it's just handled differently. I mean, it's like a lot of our younger children, like I hear more children saying that they don't want to have kids than like when I was younger, and I heard girls always say, I want a baby, I want a baby, for whatever dumb reason, you know, being that young anyway. But I hear more young girls say that they don't want to, you know, they want to do their career and everything first, and that's what they have to watch in front of them. You know, I mean, like, I know when I was younger, my mom was working, you know, and it's like a lot of us were latchkey kids and, you know, let ourselves in and got ourselves off to the bus and all that great stuff. But, I mean, our kids seem to be more mature. We're talking more to our children, you know, so it's like our kids are going to be way different. I think that their relationships are going to be a little more rigid and less loving, really. I think it's going to be more about partnerships. than anything.
It's Hump Day Wednesday, PM Island Radio Live, January 19th. The week is almost over. Generation X and Y's view on love tonight. We've put the sex aside, and we've really been talking about relationships, lust versus love. Do we know the difference? You need to understand two very different things. You know, marriage, why is it that our view is a little different than how our parents saw it, than how our grandparents saw it? Could we ever see ourselves with somebody for 50 years, 25 years? Has that concept diminished? Do we have enough patience? Do we really court one another to get to understand and know the pros, the cons, the likes, the dislikes?
Do we even
care? That's the conversation tonight. Do you even care? I think you should care, you know?
Yeah.
Do you care about growing old and being alone, you know?
I need somebody now. Like, what the freak? What is going
Absolutely.
On?
Absolutely.
I feel like waiting 5 years
for
this crap. Just get it on, get it over with.
Let's get it done. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
That sound like a quickie. She said, hurry up, get it over, get it done.
Oh, boy. Toot it and boot it, huh? No.
Toot it and boot it. Hey,
oh,
yo.
God.
Last week on the show,
no,
we somehow end up talking about this song, Booty and Booty. I found the song and I played it last week. Would y'all believe, damn it, Friday night, I walked up in a spot, they was playing Booty and Booty.
Yes, and people, damn it, won't it? They got their little arm, they doing a two step to it. What?
Hey, booty
Terrence was right along with him. Don't let him fool you.
But it's hard bottom shoes on
five. I really, believe it or not, tell you, I was surprised they was playing the song. We made a joke of it.
Why would you be surprised? They played just about
We made a joke of it here on the show. But they was really playing it at the club. Coming up, health and wellness. Out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. Thanks for riding with us. Friday Night Cypher coming up. We got CeeLo on the mic, spotlighting some of her her work, along with a couple of special guest artists. And big up to Ghetto Government Radio. Yo, we actually hung out with them Sunday night. It was an ill podcast. If you're not used to Ghetto Government Radio, hey, check them out, Blog Talk. Radio.com, Ghetto Government Radio, my man Frank Nitti, Andrew, the crew over there. Yo, we trying to make work across the board. No, absolutely, that's our fam. And again, coming up, health and wellness. It's 11:30 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11:30 in New York City. It's actually a beautiful night out. But what's the weather like
in
Charlotte?
Yeah, it's nice here, too. It was nice all day. I actually got a chance to get out there and get a cheesesteak. It was really nice.
What's the weather like in D.C.?
Oh, it was nice today. It was like 40 degrees, man. We've been having 30 and 20-something and ice raining and freezing rain.
Yeah, so 40 is
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
What's the weather like in Delaware?
It was in the 40s, like the high 40s today, but the night before last into yesterday, we had a real bad ice storm that hit D.C. here as well. So that was a surprise to wake up to. But other than that, not too much going on, not too much to talk about.
Not too much going on. Well, folks, we're going to continue to talk about Generation X and Y's view on love tonight. But first, all the way live from Ghetto Government Radio, give it up for my man Andrew.
What up, Drew?
Maybe not. Area code 757, last four digits, 9575. The mic is yours.
That's first.
Oh.
Hell yeah, that's Ferb.
What's going on, Ferb?
Not Drew from Ghetto Government Radio.
Never
know Ghetto
Government. Not Drew.
Ferb from Detroit.
My man Ferb.
Yeah.
From Ferb Radio.
Hell yeah. You know, North of Virginia Beach,
good,
what up, you know, Hampton Roads, Holland. But, yeah, interesting subject that you guys got going tonight.
No, Ferb. Hey, you're part of Generation X. Or actually, you probably part of Generation Y, Ferb.
Yeah,
right?
I'd be Generation X.
I'm
a late 70s baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the whole thing is like we say, some of us got married maybe a little bit too young before we got a chance to really know ourselves. You know, I had a lot of growing to do. It's like I'm just now becoming old enough and mature enough, I guess, experienced enough to be able to accept marriage or, you know, a relationship, you know, on that level. You know, other than that, I mean, love. I mean, I think a lot of times we've gotten, and you know, in our younger years, confused with lust. You know, just getting caught up in just the whole feeling of, you know, having fun with this person and not really taking a serious look at what would life be like with this person overall. You know,
right?
And that's, you know, and then that. Not saying that adding an intellectual decision to it makes it 100% love, but we're talking about, like, marriage. I mean, now all of a sudden we're looking at, I mean, that's got a business deal associated with it. It goes beyond just love. It's like marriage, you really have to look at that and know what you're doing, you know. I mean,
it plays a part.
Yeah. You're putting credit together, you know. Now all of a sudden, you're acquiring assets together, you know. And you know, when you're combining your business with someone else's, I mean, how much does love really come into play when you're thinking about your money at the end of the day? I mean, I know people that, you know, in more recent years that have gotten married, you know, 30 plus. They were more interested in the fact that their wife was making over $100,000 too. You know, things like that. They had celebrated their wedding and got married in Las Vegas and had the honeymoon in Hawaii. You know, things like that. I mean, I think it's great. You know, if you're going to get married, look at it as a business merger, you know. Because other than that, I mean, love is free, you know.
Yeah.
You can be together. You can love somebody, like we say. You don't even have to have sex or be so intimate with someone to love them, you know.
Right.
That's, you know.
Because you can grow to love someone, folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's 10:35 in New Orleans. It's 11:35 in Atlanta. Tonight we're talking about love amongst Generation X and Generation Y. We're not as ignorant as we appear. We just see things a little different. We'll be right back.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Out TM Hyman Radio Live. That was CeeLo Green with Forget You. We are talking about love all night. We're talking about love and the lack thereof. And
the lack thereof.
Yes. I wanted to say this, though. You know what? The reason why I loved my husband, though, and why I wanted to marry him was because I didn't have to be hard. He was man enough for both of us. You know what I'm saying? And, like, when you're independent, like, that is something. I was submissive. I know y'all think that that's hard to, like, I know it's really hard to, like, even, like, imagine. But, like, really, but I didn't have to be mean, and I didn't have to do any of that because he spoke
up. Why do you feel the need to be mean, period, or hard, period?
It's not, but, you know, it's like, well, yeah, I do have to be. Because
why?
If I didn't, people would try to run over me. They would think I was nice, and I'm not nice all the time.
Okay.
But it takes a special person to be able to deal with that. But then at the same time, if they're strong enough, for, you know, it's like not having to always fight. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody else can take care of that, and I could be the lady or whatever. I didn't really know how to be a lady then, but I was learning. And so, yeah. Whatever, I'm grown now. The hell with all that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got you.
Divorce
got
is the best
you.
Thing that
so
ever happened.
If you've just tuned into the show, we are not promoting divorce tonight.
No, we're not promoting.
I'm just joking.
Work for me.
So we've been drilling down Generation X and Y's view on love. We would normally have a health and wellness segment coming live from Chesapeake, VA. Ms. Willingham is on the road traveling tonight. So this is what I want to do. I want to yield to the callers we have who happen to be brothers. We're going to go into just a segment. We're going to focus on, you know, love from a male's perspective. The misconceptions or the myths. I think, CeeLo, you raise a good point when you say, you know, what you just said. I mean, but every woman wants to feel protected and wants a man to be a man. I think that's necessary in any strong relationship. I know as far as I'm concerned, following the direction, you know, doing what my wife wants me to do when she wants me to do it, you know, and keeping her totally, you know, happy and pleased is a problem sometimes from my perspective because, you know, some of what you're asking is ridiculous. We're going to go into honest male mode segment right now in place of health and wellness tonight. We got Ferb out of VA. We got Coop out of Washington, D.C. tonight. Hey, how important is keeping your woman happy at all times, even when some of the happiness requires ridiculous-ish sometimes? How important is that to keep the relationship hold?
Well, I mean, you know, in the situation, I guess, someone always has to be the bigger person. You always call on to be the bigger person in the situation. Say that makes it, you know, that a little bit more, you know, the person who has the ability has the responsibility in the situation. So whoever can keep the cool.
We always have the responsibility to be the bigger person as the man.
Like it, I mean, as men, you're always called to go the extra mile. You can't hit a woman, you know, no matter how upset you get. If she
absolutely
hits you,
not.
You're not supposed to hit a woman. So as a man, you're always called on to be emotionally stronger, always, no matter how much it eats you up. I mean, how many stories have we heard about the grandfathers and the great-grandfathers working themselves and, you know, taking, you know, all the blows. You know, ultimately ended up like dying 10, 15 years before grandma, you know, sometimes 20 years before, I mean, because they worked themselves and just kept it quiet and, you know, just when they were men. That's a man's man, that's an old school man right there. Work yourself to death, provide everything, and just, you know, what do they always say? Yes, dear. And that keeps, you know, keeps everything pretty cool.
Yeah, but is it yes, dear, all the damn time? Cool. Yo, for real, is it yes, dear, all the time?
For me, I see what he's saying, and that's a tough one, because I see where Ferb is coming from, because you hear a lot of women that are saying, well, a man should be able to take care of all the bills and this and that and everything. So it is a lot of weight put on the male that he's got to be able to try to do everything. I don't think it should be that way, especially in today's world. It should be more of a teamwork. So it shouldn't be yes, dear, all the time. It should be yes, us, all the time. Because if you put it all on one person, it's not, somebody's going to get upset sooner or later. And then as soon as that one person starts cutting back, and if the man starts cutting back because he's getting fed up because he feels like he's doing it all, the woman's going to feel like he started cutting back and start saying silly stuff like, oh, you shouldn't have started nothing that you couldn't keep up. Well, maybe he started unrealistic stuff up.
Right. What's the one myth that's connected to love from a male's perspective? Any myth, I think, like, you know, I think there's a myth that's not necessarily connected to love, but men don't cry or men shouldn't cry. I think that's connected to, you know, feelings, emotions, which I think is somewhat connected to love. But what's a myth that either one of you can address and dispel?
It's that men only, probably one of the myths is probably like more of a sexual one, that men only care about like sex and relationships. That's probably more true as you're younger, but when you get older, you know that in order to have a real strong relationship, it has to be more than that. Because you can have good sex and just have a jump off on the side or whatever, but you might not want to be with that person like that.
Right.
So that, I guess,
yeah,
that might be one myth.
Yeah, definitely. Folks, go ahead,
Storfer. Oh, no, I was saying it's kind of hard for me to pinpoint exactly where love begins and lust ends. You know, that's a tricky one, especially if you involve sex. It's like, without sex, can, you know, have you ever found yourself like loving someone, loving to be around someone without even having sex with them? But then on the other hand, just like what Coop said, you can have someone you're having sex with, and right after that, it's like, okay, you got to go.
Call the booty, baby.
Might not even try to call you at all, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, but
open, honest feedback for men. Go ahead,
close
it out for us.
That's a tough one. I think, you know, I would have to understand in some type of way before I could commit myself, take a chance with love. I would have to know that the other person was in the same boat. You know what I mean? We gonna take
mission, right?
Huh?
You mean committed?
When
you say in the same boat, what do you mean?
I mean, yeah, that same boat of submission, like, you know.
Right.
You know, like, just saying, hey, I'm in love, or just going all out with that whole love thing. I mean, you know, people do go to great, great lengths and limits, you know, in order to express and show and to stay close to that love, you know. And it's like, you know. But, you know, love allows a lot of different things sometimes to go out the window. You know, typically, you know, our, without love, we just wouldn't do.
No doubt.
You have to be careful.
We'll be back, Fred. We'll continue.
Huh? Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. GMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. GDPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now. It is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. But I used to run the clock. But now there's no more that can replace you. Cause the whole world is coming round. Cause I got the money now. But they will never replace you.
What went wrong? My head is in a tailspin. Pay your countless amount of time. Tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do. Gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room? Damn, shorty, the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling. Ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. Never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercovers, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today. But now I'm listening to Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone as you tell me no. Damn, shorty, yo, I'm still coping, hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played. In the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit the start. It's time I play to win. Determined for that high score. The prize being, you tell me that I'm forever yours. Whips ain't as high. Jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight. Almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know now for her.
That was All I Need with DL featuring Trey Songz. And check it out on hackmedia.com. Click on TM Hyman Radio Live. You can check out my how I look, my beautiful self, and the girls, Dee Dee, and the women, Dee Dee and Toya, and the extra handsome Mr. Hyman as well. And, yeah, again, hackmedia.com, HACmedia.com.
Log on.
Baby.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, appreciate Coop out of Washington, D.C., Ferb out of VA tonight. We've been talking about Love This Hip Hop Hump Day all the way from somewhere in the world. Give it up for that dude Overdose in the last 4 minutes of the program. Overdose.
What's
Love.
Going on?
You're definitely generation, you're probably Generation X. Not even probably, you are Generation X. How you feel about Love, man?
It is what it is.
Does it exist? Does it exist? Is that something that's made up?
Nah, man, it's real. It's just whatever. People fall in and out of it all the time. You lucky to get it, man. You know what I mean? Or it could be a gift or a curse at the same time. That's how I feel about it.
Wow.
That's real. Folks, thanks for riding with us tonight. It's the Friday Night Ooh. Cypher. Friday, coming up 10 p.m. Check us out, www.hacmedia.com. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/ TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, Ferb, thanks for riding. Hey, Coop, OP, man, uh-huh. You lead ass. Yeah, ladies,
thanks for riding with us. I
can't be with the women.
Hey, I know you, Grinder. I've been wanting to be out there, Grinder. Hey, tell them how they can check out OD. Hey, tell them about the new project.
Y'all need to get at the boy. Like, I done took it to, I done stepped my stuff up a whole nother level. My mixtape dropped yesterday on datpiff.com. All you got to do is call Wake and Bake. You go on there, datpiff.com, look up mixtape Wake and Bake. My rap name, Overdose, is that simple. Like, it's going good right now, though. Like, I'm beating a lot of people. So, like, keep that up. I appreciate all the love. You know what I mean? If anybody looked at it. Or you could get at me on IamOverdose.com. Hack Media presents that. You dig? So it goes down. It's all love.
Hey, I am overdose.com. Hey, ladies, take us home. Hey, thanks for riding with us, everybody. Back Friday night, nice at 10 p.m.
Hey, okay, so look. Yes, I want to be in love at some point in life, and I think everybody should be in love. And, yeah, power to love or something. Yeah. Love me because I love
you. That's what it is.
Power to love, though. Thanks for riding
Power
with us. And, yeah, appreciate you guys. And just tune in on Friday. Be blessed.
This my man Showtime. He burnt it up 106 in Park a few months ago. Good night, everybody. Friday night, uh-huh. Cypher. Hey, Overdose. Friday
it's
night.
Good.
Check it out.
I got you.
Gino, I'm about to blow, about to blow, I'm about to blow, about to blow, I'm about to blow, about to blow. Hey, this here is truly unique. You got a mood of the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Hey, this here is truly unique. You got a mood of the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat.
Gino,
I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow.
It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, I'm getting dough, and that's for sure, and that's for sure. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me,
Gino,
I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow. It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, I'm getting dough, and that's for sure, and that's for sure. It's going down like you never seen before. Hey, it's your teeth on the V. Yes, you bumping me, and drumline ENT, that's my company. Here I go, you know that I don't waste time, cause when my song come on, you hear the bass line. Gino, you should have heard it through the grapevine. Got one thing on my mind to make my state shine. These phony rappers out here lying with their fake rhymes. If I wrote raps about my crimes, I do state time. If these labels don't throw me deals, I'ma take
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.